Well, this hour with CriticalHealthNews.com's Dr. Joel Wallach, we will take your phone calls. Tom will take your text and tweets, and we'll get going when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach. The website, CriticalHealthNews.com. The phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. CriticalHealthNews.com. They've been sponsors of the show for about 5 or 6 years now and growing. Doc, COVID seems to be plummeting here in the United States. Now, the vaccine proponents will say that's because 50% of the Americans are vaccinated. What do you think is going on?
Well, definitely the numbers are dropping. It used to be 75,000 new cases a day, and now we're at about 20,000 new cases. So we've gone down
and
quite a bit.
Deaths are way down.
20,000. Sir?
And deaths are way down.
Oh, and deaths are way down. Yeah, deaths were, gosh, again, we're at 6, 8, 10, some days 20,000 a day. Now it's only like less than 1,000. Today I think it was like 400 deaths. And so it's a combination of things, including, I'm sure, the vaccine helped. Okay, but I'm going to take you back, if I may, just a minute or so here. Let's go back again to 1797, when a guy by the name of Edward Jenner, a little country doctor in England, came up with a vaccine for smallpox, which had been, you know, ravaging havoc with humanity for 1,000 years, every season. And then in 1885, their rabies was going through Russia like crazy, and a guy from France by the name of, Louis
Pasteur?
Okay. Yeah, Louis Pasteur, yeah. Came up with a vaccine. And just in months, he was able to stop that pandemic of rabies in Russia. And then we had a pandemic of polio in the United States, and a guy by the name of Jonas Salk came up with a vaccine there. And then we had, in 1918, backing up a little bit, we had the Spanish flu. Killed 657,000 Americans in 2 years. Right now, I think we're going to surpass that, though, because we're well over 600,000 now. And dead. And so then we had the Spanish flu, and then we had HIV and that kind of stuff. Okay, and we had...
And still no vaccine, really, for that.
Well, really, yeah, not very good. And then we had H1N1, then we had SARS and MERS, and then COVID-2 came along in 2002. And I put together a lecture on it called Hell's Kitchen. And so I went back and did the research and figured out when these terrible pandemics keep coming up. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, when Thomas Edison and Jonathan Leaves pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years' time, we had like 40 of these diseases that nobody had ever heard of before, and doctors were blaming it all on genetics. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies, because when the industrialized world went to electricity, they gave up wood stoves, fireplaces, and fire pits, and we didn't have wood ashes anymore to put in the gardens for mineral supplementation to the plants and also eating wood ashes. And so that's the problem. Our immune system requires these minerals. And so once we went to electricity, we keep getting these pandemics. Now, the difference is here, some of these things are very age-related, you know, like polio tended to go after kids and didn't kill them, but it got them paralyzed. Okay, and then some of these other, like the common flu, it would kill maybe 40,000 people every year in America, which is not much compared to 600,000.
And now it's plummeted, they say.
Yeah, exactly. It almost disappeared. Now, here's what I wonder, George, was some of those deaths of the common flu, were they really
COVID deaths?
COVID back then, and they didn't know it. They didn't have the ability to diagnose it until recently.
Or were COVID deaths flu deaths?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Were the flu deaths really COVID deaths?
It's all mixed in.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about herd immunity? Do you think that's a reason why things have slowed down?
Yeah, when you have a certain number of people who are have antibodies against it, the virus can't jump from person to person and do any damage now. I'm really interested in that terminology, herd immunity. Okay, now, medical doctors are taught in school to manage disease. They're not taught to prevent or cure disease. They're taught to manage disease. I can take somebody who's a diabetic, brittle type 2 diabetic for 20 years. They've had their feet amputated. They've gone blind. you're really a mess. Your A1C is 19 instead of 4 like it should be. What's going on here? And so, you know, I can put them on our program for diabetes, and in 6 weeks' time, they're not a diabetic anymore. Okay? But doctors are taught to manage diseases, and they treat human populations like a herd of dairy cattle. They ring the bell, you run to their doctor's office, you get your pharmaceutical. Okay? That's the right. Farmers ring the bell, the milk cow runs in the barn, they give them a little bit of grain, they milk them, put them back out to pasture. They ring the bell in the afternoon, they run back in the barn, they get their little cup of grain, and they milk them again. And so by managing the diseases, doctors are, in fact, just milking the cows. Actually, they don't feel bad about that because they feel insurance is paying for it, and so it's really not hurting the patient, but it is messing up their life.
Let's take some calls, Doc. Here we go. Alyssa in Portland, Oregon's with us. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc.
Hi.
I have two quick questions. The first one is my mother. She's at the age where she's starting to get cataracts, and her mother had it at the same age, and she loses her vision later in the days. Is there any, what can she do to either reverse that or just to help ease it?
How do you slow down cataracts, Doc?
Okay. Well, first of all, they're not due to aging, okay? 82, that's my age. I don't have cataracts. Okay, does your mother have gray hair?
Why did you cut me off?
No, you're there.
Oh, I didn't hear him. Does
she have gray hair?
Yes, she does.
Does she have varicose veins in her legs and feet?
No, she does not.
Okay. Does she have high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, she eats everything on a strict diet. She doesn't have no sugar or anything.
Okay,
like
good.
That.
So we got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no bright rind oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And what does she weigh? What's her body weight?
Oh, my gosh, probably 150.
Okay, so she's either bigger than you, your size, or smaller, so you can kind of judge. So let's say 150. I want her to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And then she also needs the MSM. Take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 2 bottles a month because we want to rebuild the skull because she could have ONA, optic nerve atrophy, and she needs to go to a different doctor and get another opinion. Are they really cataracts, okay, or is she to have ONA, optic nerve atrophy, which is the skull squeezing the optic nerve, which is the second cranial nerve, okay? And then you probably should get a hold of that book. It's called It's All in Your Head. It goes into these neurological problems that are caused by osteoporosis squeezing the nerve. So get a hold of that book. It's called It's All in Your Head.
Can foggy lenses be cleaned up?
Oh, yeah.
They can.
Foggy lenses, foggy corneas, things going on with the retina, which is the lining of the eye. Again, this can all be caused by squeezing of the optic nerve because it also squeezes the optic artery going into the eye and also the optic vein coming back out of the eye. Okay, so you get all kinds of stuff going on. We have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing that nerve and the artery and the vein. And so that's one of the things you have to look at. And so just, you know, doing an eye surgery in an 82-year-old is not a good idea. Maybe a 40-year-old, but not an 80-year-old.
Right, right.
Okay, and so basically, in addition to the 2 healthy brain and heart packs, 3 of the MSM twice a day, I would also give her what we call our Vision FX. She can take 3 of those twice a day. Vision FX. I also want her to take our Fucoid Z capsules, which is a seaweed, an algae from the ocean. I think there's 8 or 9 different seaweeds and algaes in there. And there are these weird trace minerals that are really good for bones and bone marrow and so forth, and also for the eye and retina and the lens of the eye and so forth. So she should have 3 of those Fucoid Z capsules twice a day. I take those. I weigh 142, and I take...
That's all you weigh?
Yeah, 142, yes, sir.
I didn't know. How tall are you?
5'6". I used to weigh 160, okay? But you know, when I wrestled in high school and university, I wrestled for 4 years for the University of Missouri at 120 pounds, but I only weighed 110, okay? And so it lettered all 4 years. And so
you were the guy somebody tossed out of the ring 40 feet, weren't you?
Yeah, I used to throw them around pretty good. Played football, lettered in football also at 110 pounds. I was a mean machine.
When's the last time you went to St. Louis?
The last time I went to St. Louis? Oh, gosh, that's got to be about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Did you go by the zoo at all?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I spent 10 years working at the zoo in Washington University there.
Oh, yeah.
$25 million grant, and my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because they showed in that 20,000 autopsies, there are no genetic diseases, there are no genetically transmitted birth defects. And so my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, and it was a $25 million grant from NIH. And it was Marlon Perkins took my thesis. I didn't realize how important it was, and he and Barry Commoner from Washington University.
That's right, huge.
And when I and
Common
NIH,
Cause was his agency.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that stuff. Tom, you got a text or tweet for Doc? What do you have back there?
We sure do. Maury in Las Vegas wants to know, besides supplements, what is the best way to increase breathing?
Okay, well, breathing can be an important deal. How long do you need oxygen? Forever, okay?
You gotta breathe.
Okay, now, if you get osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, you can get what's called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, okay? You can also get the hiccups. A branch of that 10th cranial nerve called the recurrent nerve controls the diaphragm, and it's one of the signals that you have that 10th cranial nerve being squeezed, you get the hiccup binges, and you start getting COPD, this dry, unproductive cough, no fever or anything because it's not an infection. And then you can get a gluten problem, and you have things like irritable bowel syndrome and celiac disease and ulcerative colitis and that kind of stuff, and you're not supplementing properly. You cannot absorb the nutrients necessary to give your lungs what they need to breathe properly. And so there can be three or four or five different things causing respiratory problems, so I like to deal with all of them. So, again, none of the bad foods, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And if you only weigh 150, I think you still get two of them. There's going to be a bottle of the EFAs and a bottle of the EFA pluses in each one of those. You need to take three twice a day of each one of those. I do that, and I only weigh 142 pounds. And, again, I don't have any respiratory problems. I'm 82 years old. This coming Friday, I'll be 82 years old. And it's one of those things where you take your nutrients, stay away from the bad stuff, you know, don't smoke, that kind of thing. And, you take people, they've had all kinds of stuff, COPD, and the doctors want to give them a lung transplant. I said, well, give me 90 days first. Get a second opinion, give me 90 days, and usually within 90 days, all their lung stuff is gone, as long as they're staying away from the bad foods and taking the 90.
Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania, first-time caller. Hi, Steven. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Great, thank you.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller here.
Good to have you with us.
And the problem, thank you. I enjoy the show. I have a question for the doctor.
Hey, sir.
In March of last year, I guess the beginning of the pandemic or whatever, I had an endoscopy done, and I was told I had celiac disease. I'm 42 years old. I'm asymptomatic. I kind of found out by surprise, you know what I mean? And I'm listening
to
you.
Let me interrupt there for a minute. Now, did you go to the doctor because you're anemic or feeling tired, or do you have skin problems, or why did you go to the doctor? Just an annual physical?
No, well, I was having a pain in the middle of my around my breastbone,
bothered you. It bothered you.
Yeah, it bothered me a little bit.
Okay, do you have any skin problems? Any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis, or varicose veins, or gray hair?
No, I don't.
None of that.
My question though is I listen to you talk about this gluten and everything like that and how bad it is and everything. Now, Is that celiac? Is that a real thing, or am I just anybody else that ate gluten for
celiac disease is those villi, those little finger like projections in your intestine to make it look like a shag rug, go away.
What are they, Doc?
What, gluten?
No, the celiacs.
Oh, celiac. Well, celiac disease is where those villi in the intestinal little finger like projections in the small intestine go away, because the gluten has a substance in it called pro-inflammatory cytokines, which kill the villi. They slowly go away. And that's why a kid, for instance, who's 3 years old who gets the COVID, they'll have common cold-like symptoms for 3 days to get the antibodies against the disease. They're good to go for the rest of their life. You take somebody who's 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, and they've been eating gluten for 30, 40, 50 years. Their intestines are dead. And they're not supplementing. They get celiac disease. They start getting, well, what do you mean get off of gluten? I've been eating gluten all my life. No problem. Well, that's why you have a problem, because now after 30 years of eating gluten, your intestines are dead and you're not supplementing, and so you're in trouble.
How quickly does the body rebound when you stop eating stuff like that?
Okay, George, that's the greatest question of all. So when you stop eating gluten and you must take the 90, because it's not in the food, okay, it'd be like putting dirt from Texas in your car and hoping there's oil in it, okay? An insane person wouldn't do that to their car, so why not do that to yourself? You need to consciously take the 90. When you have celiac disease, okay, or irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis and that kind of stuff, you need to really, really, really hammer it hard. So you've got to get rid of all the bad stuff. Take the 90. Actually, it's more, but when you take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you're getting 215 nutrients, which includes the 90. And within 2 weeks, you're going to see a huge positive. Within a month, very huge positive. And within 90 days, it's all gone. But you got to stay on the diet forever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay on the supplements forever.
Right. Well, I notice a lot of grocery stores have now gluten-free sections
that's correct, in the store,
in the freezers and everything else.
Yes, and that's a good thing. And, of course, you know, I buy 25 frozen gluten-free pizzas at a time, because when I get down to the last five, I don't want to run out and be out of gluten-free pizzas for a month.
Are there runs on stuff like that?
There are runs on gluten-free pizzas, okay?
Okay,
and I get them. They're made from cauliflower and rice flour, and they have four cheeses on them, and I think 8 or 10 or 12 different vegetables and bell peppers and that kind of stuff and onions and so on. And then I actually make hamburgers and put the hamburgers on top of that, and I'll have that with red wine 3 nights a week for dinner time. And I have maybe a baked sweet potato with butter on it. And for breakfast, I'll do pretty much the same thing, except I will have wild rice, not fried rice, but wild rice, and smoked salmon, okay, and do very well, and take all my supplements twice a day. I drink our Rebounder sports drink with 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids, or it's called Rebound, and that's what you need to do, and your celiac disease will go away.
You got to give your body the best chance you can.
That's correct.
Sure.
And your body has the capacity to heal itself, but you got to stop hammering it with the bad stuff. No gluten. This is forever. You can never go back to it. And there are no such things as gluten-free oats. Oats is one of the biggest killers of people.
I really have never been a gluten person in the first place, so I'm pretty lucky there.
Yeah, and, you know, when did you get off of gluten, do you think?
I can't remember going on it. I mean, I've never really been a cereal person or an oats person or anything like that.
Okay, so your grandmother didn't give you oatmeal for breakfast in the morning, or pancakes, or waffles, or French toast, or...
If she did, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
Stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. Steve in Pennsylvania, here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. Back with Final Calls with Doc Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back in a moment with Final Calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, Stephen Schwartz joins us as we talk about consciousness and UFOs on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Dory with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, what's your next project? What's up for you?
Well, I've been working with Patch Adams, and so that's kind of exciting, trying to build him a hospital in West Virginia.
You're building him a hospital?
Yeah. You know, for kids and veterans.
He's been into that for a long time, too.
Yep.
Ooh, good for you.
And he's not quite been able to get it done, not because it wasn't a righteous project. It's just I think he used the wrong avenue. And so we're going to put it together for him and build an army. Like we've done with you, and we're going to help him build that hospital.
Bring him on the show the next time you're on.
Okay, I shall try my best. I'll try and get her done.
Let's get some calls. Ray's with us, Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hey, Raymond, go ahead.
My name's Sergeant Hutch. I've been in the United States Army for 31 years. I was a nurse, EMT, OR tech.
Thank you for serving, Ray.
I have a situation that occurred to me. I work as a security guard down here to supplement my income. I ended up walking about 5 miles and the bottoms of my feet became swollen and very irritated. My doctor stated it was caused by diabetes and irritation. One of the doctors stated that I was producing a large amount of fibrin in my body related to the diabetes, which attacked the cells of my feet. And he suggested using this systematic enzyme formula to fight the fibrin that developed in my feet and caused the swelling and the irritation. Doc, what do you say about this? Is this a legitimate problem that I'm having?
Okay, it's not unusual for people who with chronic, long-standing diabetes that's uncontrolled. Okay, but again, dealing with the fibers in the feet is trying to manage the disease instead of getting rid of it. Now, is this type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes?
I take several diabetes.
Okay, that's not the answer to the question. Were you diagnosed as an adult or as a newborn baby?
Adult.
Okay, so it's type 2 diabetes. How much do you weigh, sir?
250.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6", okay. 250, you're probably about 70 pounds or 90 or 100 pounds overweight.
I cannot lose that weight. I have tried everything.
Okay, no, you haven't. You haven't tried everything. Okay, so here we go. So you have diabetes. Do you have high blood pressure?
I have had high blood pressure. I have severe heart problems right now. I've had.
Okay, now what does that mean? There's 50 different heart diseases. Which one you got?
I have lost the functionality of 40% of my heart.
Okay, now is this because of cardiomyopathy heart disease, or is this because of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease? What you got?
Coronary artery disease, arterial sclerosis.
Okay, do you have white or gray or silver hair?
White.
Okay, all right. So here's what we need to do. Number one, get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no oats, no sugar, and no carbonated drinks. Even the diet ones are bad. If you want something to drink other than water, we do have the Icelandic water, which has the volcanic ash minerals in it, Icelandic water and quartz. We also have our sports drink Rebound, okay, which has 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals, and also, it has 25 vitamins and amino acids. Then I also want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose of everything twice a day. And I want you to take 3 of our Sweeties capsules with each meal. That's 3 bottles a month, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. Do not cold turkey off your medication. But as your blood sugar comes down, you can reduce your medication based on the numbers, okay? And, you know, check your A1C as well, and that should be coming down very rapidly as well as the blood sugar. But you have to be able to get rid of all the bad foods so you can absorb these nutrients to effect a resolution of the problem.
How much of this, Doc, is discipline?
Well, it's discipline to take everything because people get lazy, people feel pretty good, say, well, I don't have to do this anymore, I'm feeling pretty good, or they get busy and they forget to take it. I have not missed taking my 215 nutrients twice a day for 74 years.
You bring them in a little bag or something, don't you?
Well, I kind of use like a lunchbox. I take, you know, my pills and capsules.
Wherever you go, they go with you.
That's correct. When I go, you know, on the road like you do for a week or something like that, I have a suitcase that has a 3-month supply of supplements. If I'm only going to be on the road for a month, why do I take a 3-month supply? Well, in case I can't get back because of plane problems or whatever, I'm not going to risk being without my stuff. And so it has to be a priority.
Have you ever missed a day?
No, sir.
I bet you'd freak out if you did.
Yeah, and I spent 20 years in the Air Force.
You'd be calling your staff. Send it to me now.
It's much easier just to take it so you don't have those crises and take it with you all the time.
All right, were you done with Ray, or should we have him?
No, I just want to do a little bit more here.
Okay.
Okay, in addition to the three of the Sweeties capsules 3 times a day, 3 bottles a month, and adjust his medication based on his blood sugar levels only. Don't cold turkey off of it. I also want him to take our Fucoid Z capsules. He can take 3 of those 3 times a day. And that's going to help him with the inflammation in his coronary arteries and all that kind of stuff, right? He also needs to take three of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets three times a day. That's 3 bottles a month, and that will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and support healthy blood pressure. And then to have him lose his 100 pounds he needs to lose, I want him to get three of our boxes a month of our what we call keto caramel bars. They're a meal bar. They're chocolate, and they have 215 nutrients in them.
You can eat them like lunch, can't you?
Well, any meal, lunch, breakfast, dinner. It doesn't have to be the same meal every day, but one meal a day. Start out with one meal a day.
How many bars do you eat?
One, just one meal.
Just one.
Okay, there's only 10 in a box. And so I also want him to say, okay, after 2 or 3 months of doing this, and he'll start losing 0.5 to 2 pounds a day. But after about 2 or 3 months, he could go to 2 meals a day for 2 days out of the week. Not all 7 days, but just 2 days, he can go to 2 meals a day, okay? And but start out just doing one meal a day. Doesn't have to be the same meal based on the schedule and whatever. And even though I only weigh 142, when I'm really, really busy, say for lunchtime, I'll have three of those little Baby Bell cheeses. I'll have one of those keto caramel bars. I'll also throw in my Rebound sports drink and maybe an orange or a banana, something like that, for kind of a snacky type lunch. Okay? And they're real quick. You just peel the wrapper off and eat them. They're very nice. It's a chocolate, a very nice high-quality chocolate with all these 215 nutrients in there. And he will lose 0.5 to 2 pounds a day. So within 4 months, he should be down to 150 pounds where he needs to be. And he needs to stay on, off all the bad foods and keep taking his 90 essential nutrients appropriate for body weight, or his 215 nutrients appropriate for body
weight. You think he can lose that much in 4 months?
Oh, yeah. I get him, George. I get people. In fact, I had two calls the other day. They call me. They weigh 500 pounds.
500 pounds?
Yes, sir. 500 pounds. And they're only, you know, like 5'8 or 5'10.
Oh, my God. Where'd you get them down to?
Well, the ones I've worked with, you know, in the past, I'll get them down to their proper weight. Say they go from 500 pounds down to, say, 200 pounds. It might take them 6 months to do that. But after about 2-3 months, I have them take 2 meals a day for three days a week.
It's just intake, isn't it?
Yeah, and it all has to do with, it's not that they're losing weight because of the meal is smaller. It's because they're getting all the nutrients. And the reason I ask the same question all the time, well, why do you gain so much weight? Well, I just can't stop eating. I'm just hungry all the time. I eat a big meal, I'm still hungry. Okay, are you taking supplements? No. Well, there's a very specific mineral deficiency. Excuse me, a very specific mineral deficiency, George.
Which makes you hungry.
Which is called pica. That's a very, very specific type of behavior that even though you're eating, you're still eating and eating and eating and eating, even though you've just had a 5,000-calorie meal. And in horses, when they eat the top rail of the stall in the barn, they call it cribbing.
Right.
And why do they call that cribbing? Well, because babies, when they first came out with baby formulas during the Second World War, and the mothers, you know, couldn't breastfeed them anymore. They went to make bullets and tanks and things, so Enfamil and Similac came out. But they only put three minerals in there, and they skipped that one mineral.
Selenium.
Well, no, it wasn't selenium. It was a different one. But it's one of the cofactors in our selenium, I'll tell you that. It's in one of the cofactors. I don't like to tell what it is because people want to go just buy that one mineral.
I know.
And then they die. They got to do the whole program, okay? But anyway, then babies would chew on the top rail of their crib, and so they called it cribbing. And that's where they got that term for horses, chewing on that top rail, because they're doing the same thing the babies were doing on the crib, chewing on that top rail. And by doing this, putting our supplements, we actually did 1,700 autopsies. Dr. Milan and I, we did 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age of 10 in China. And through that, we sued the FDA and the NIH in federal court, April 16, 2013. Federal judge could not deny the results of 1,700 autopsies on kids. And so they ruled that those nutrients had to be put into these baby formulas. And a year and a half later, we had gotten rid of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and crib death, sudden death syndrome.
Well, let's give Ray that phone number to call for assistance, Ray. Everything you heard Doc say, you can get on the phone from these folks. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949, just think radio and punch it out, and R-A-D-I will get you. Let's go to Maria in Illinois. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I had a couple of questions, and then a third question. So I was wondering, the first question is, if Is it, do you know of any way, or is there even any way to reverse permanent blindness due to retina from diabetes? I've had both my eyes surgery on them, but the right one is still blind because it was basically retinal reattachment.
Okay, now,
but it was
too late.
Hold on.
Did you do cataract surgery?
No, it was retinal reattachment and vitrectomy in my right eye, but it was too little too late. So even though I had a vitrectomy and a retinal reattachment.
Okay, how old are you?
47.
Okay, do you have white, gray, or silver hair?
No.
So would you give me $1,000 if I can find one gray hair in your head?
Yeah.
I won't let her pay you, though, Doc, unfortunately.
But no.
Nor would you take it.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm talking to Doc there.
Okay. And so do you have any varicose veins in your legs?
No.
Okay, any skin problems?
No.
Okay, so the only thing you had going wrong with you were your eyes.
Well, it was because of diabetes, though.
Okay,
I had bleeding in the eye, and that's why there was a vitrectomy.
What do you weigh, Maria?
About 160, 170.
Okay, how tall are you?
5 foot.
5 foot, okay. Okay, well, then you're 50 pounds overweight. Okay.
You can't reattach a retina, though, Doc. What do you do?
Well, yeah, see, again, this could be ONA, optic nerve atrophy due to osteoporosis of the skull. A baby can be born with osteoporosis of the skull. It's not an aging thing. And I've won so many wagers from doctors. You know, I say, I can reverse it. And they say, there's no way. I say, well, let's have a wager. And they say, okay, they think they're going to win. They give me 27 charts with people with the same exact problem that she has. And in 90 days, even though they've been legally blind for 6, 8, 10, 12 years, in 90 days they could read 20/20. All 27 could read 20/20 without...
Would you have to see her charts and everything?
No.
Really?
Okay, we need to say, okay, you're going to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat byproducts, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Then I want you to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get 3 bottles of our Sweeties. You can take 3 Sweeties with each meal. Do not cold turkey off your diabetes medication, but as your blood sugar drops, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers like you've been taught to do. Then I want you to take our Vision FX. Take 3 of those capsules twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Take 3 of our Fucoid Z capsules. That's our seaweed capsules. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then... again, you guys keep away from the bad foods, and let's see what happens here. You will be amazed. But don't forget that MSM is absolutely essential here.
What's the most important, the MSM?
No, it's not the most important.
All of it.
All of it. You got to do the whole thing, okay? And the diabetes will go away very quickly, and the odds are her blindness will go away very quickly. Just remember, when you have osteoporosis of the skull, it squeezes the optic artery going into the eye, squeezes the optic nerve going into the eye, squeezes the optic vein coming back out of the eye, and you get all this weird stuff. And doctors, they never talk about osteoporosis of the skull, and because they can get the tuition for their kids' college by doing these surgeries, on the line of the eye, the retina of the eye, when really it's a disease of the skull. And so you should really get the book, It's All in Your Head, and look up those chapters, and they're to blow your mind.
Let's give Maria this number, Doc, 1-855-949-7234. Maria, we can't take any more calls from you with people who are lined up. And Tom, you've got a text and tweet from somebody.
Yeah, we sure do. John in Oklahoma says, I just heard the doctor say oats were bad. Why is oatmeal considered heart healthy?
Why do they say that? They do say oatmeal is heart healthy.
Well, that's because, guess what? It sells it.
It does sell. That's true.
Yeah, it's a sales ploy.
It's a good marketing ploy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? And she had to appreciate when you go back to 1882 when we went to electricity, people got that pica because they were deficient in the minerals that used to be in the wood ashes, and they gave up wood ashes to go to electricity. And there was no fat people in America prior to 1882. The only time you could see a fat person was to go to the circus or the carnival and hubba, 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 come see the fat lady for a buck or kind of thing. Okay? But after 1882, within the next 10, 15, 20 years, everybody began to gain weight. And doctors said, look, you got to stop eating animal fat, eat more whole grains. And everybody began to eat more grain. And the people who grew oats say, hey, you have to eat oats because they're good for your heart. And so people ran to go eat the oats. And then they got coronary artery disease. They had gluten problems. And they got COPD. And they got celiac disease. And they got lupus and all this other stuff, osteoporosis and arthritis and obesity because they got pica. Couldn't stop eating, all because they're eating oats.
You still doing your Friday Zooms?
Oh, I have two Zooms every Friday morning for this wonderful guy by the name of George Nori.
So people can go on to criticalhealthnews.com and find out how to Zoom you on Fridays.
Every Friday morning, yep, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Pacific time,
a.m. Those of you who did not get on tonight, go ahead and Zoom the doc on his birthday. You're going to do it on your birthday?
Absolutely.
Good for you, Doc. Good for you. Got a couple minutes left. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website, and you work well with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You guys just play off each other perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Pharmacist Ben is fabulous. We have so many pharmacists now who come to work with us. We have pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We have pharmacist Keith Abel. And pharmacist Keith Abel, he and I did a CD called The Red Warning Lights. Goes into all these pre-existing conditions that set you up for a bad outcome from COVID and diabetes and gluten problems, celiac disease, and irritable bowel syndrome, and all that kind of stuff. And so it tells you why you have to get off, how to do it, what supplements to take. And that one CD will save a lot of lives. It's called The Red Warning Lights, just like on the dashboard of your car.
All right, Doc, the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. People are going to it by the hundreds of thousands, so that is very good news for you. And I hope you can continue to help people.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I plan on keeping you alive for 150 years, George.
Or you do that. I'll still be here.
Yeah, well, you're one of the greatest angels of God, and so we're going to keep you alive. And everybody loves you, and I respect you so highly for your ability to communicate. And thank you so much for letting us participate with you.
Okay, Doc, you take care. And happy birthday coming up Friday on you. Same day as me. That's fantastic. How about that? Up next, Stephen Schwartz joins us as we are going to talk about consciousness and UFOs and how are they connected. He's going to tell us how and get ready. And then in our last hour of the program, we'll take your phone calls. And right at the end of the program, a soldier died today.